The Czech crown firmed upon the news of the election victory of pro-EU parties in Greece, and all the day's papers commented on Europe's palpable sigh of relief. Although not a Eurozone member, the Czech Republic has nevertheless watched the Greek drama unfold with considerable concern. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
Although Prime Minister Petr Nečas warning that Czechs might have to brace for the repercussions of a Greek exit from the Eurozone no longer seems an imminent threat, political analysts are watching developments with cautious optimism. Michal Mejstřík from the government's advisory council says that accepting Europe's tough bailout conditions for fear of being shown the door is one thing, but delivering on those promises in the long term is another.
If you look into the problems what actually the Greece is facing, that's something which goes beyond just those elections. Of course, I can imagine that this can be a step forward because functioning government in Greece is a crucial point. But at the same time, there will be more challenges. The problems of many Greeks is the fact that they are still not ready to realize the fact that there is a overconsumption, that there is a, something which is should be cut, and these are the challenges for the new government, which were supported by the significant portion of the population, but this is not the whole population, and this is still the risk.
The Eurosceptic Czech President Václav Klaus has poured scorn on the idea that a pro-EU victory in Greece could help the Eurozone resolve its debt problems. In an interview for Czech radio, Mr. Klaus noted that Greece had not precipitated the Eurozone crisis. Greece was its victim. The President said there was no good solution to the Eurozone crisis since the Eurozone as such was not a viable project. Although the centre-right Czech government is visibly more moderate in its pronouncements, the country has taken a cautious wait-and-see approach regarding the future of the Eurozone and its own role in it. Although the government approved a 1.5 billion euro loan to the IMF earlier this year, the Czechs have opted to stay out of the emerging fiscal union. This Friday, Prime Minister Petr Nečas is to host a summit of heads of government of the Visegrad Four, Hungary, Poland, Slovakia and the Czech Republic, of which only Slovakia has adopted the euro, to consult their positions ahead of the upcoming EU summit on June 28th. At the summit, the bloc's leaders are expected to try to develop a roadmap towards fiscal union and try to get on board as many members as possible in order to secure greater fiscal stability. According to Michal Mejstřík, the Czech government will maintain its negative stance to a formal commitment, stating that it should be enough for it to fulfill the conditions of the deal.
The many countries which declared to join EU fiscal compact are not delivering homework at home. So I can only say that the primary requirement for the Czech government is to deliver what would be otherwise required by fiscal compact, and that this is the best contribution which can strengthen also the position of the Czech Republic in the future negotiation within EU27.
It should be said that the government's reserved stand reflects the views of the general public. In March of this year, Czech confidence in the European Union hit an all-time low, with fewer than one in two Czechs now trusting the respective institutions. According to the Mediafax agency, two out of three Czechs appreciate the government's decision not to set a target for EU adoption during its term in office.
Daniela Lazarová with that report.